You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. A little more from Washington, where Ivanka Trump has officially become an unpaid assistant to the president. She has a West Wing office and a security clearance, and the clearance sounds like a big deal. But if anything about it is notable, it's that she practically broke the land speed record getting it. As Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, security clearances aren't quite as special as people may think.
There's a whole segment of the job market reserved exclusively for people with security clearances. Evan Lesser is president of ClearanceJobs.com, which lists about 25,000 openings.
I think most people think of security clearance jobs, they immediately think of James Bond, you know, cloak and dagger kind of stuff. But in reality, the bulk of clearance jobs are pretty ordinary.
Think IT and accounting, office jobs that typically don't call for jumping out of a plane. Peter Godomsky is a research physical scientist with the Army Corps of Engineers, and while he may not be James Bond, his job is pretty cool.
We do kind of snow and ice science, snow hydrology, and then glaciology.
But there are some projects Godomsky can't do because they involve data or facilities that require a security clearance. So he filed for one last fall. The form is more than 100 pages long.
I did have to spend probably a day and a half in terms of filling out paperwork, figuring out where I've lived for the past 10 years, which has been a lot of different places.
Then there are the interviews with you, your friends, people you forgot you knew.
Occasionally I'll hear of a friend or former coworker who's gotten interviewed. Those are like one every 2 months or so.
Little wonder that there's a backlog of about 500,000 pending investigations. The waiting time is usually anywhere from a couple of months to a couple of years. Only now, things are moving even slower. Eric Hu works for a defense contractor.
It just takes a lot longer during administration years because there's usually a large influx.
And presidential hires get to cut the line. Hu says he has a chicken and egg problem. He can only hire people with clearances, but you can't get a clearance unless you already have a job that needs one. So he focuses on people who are already cleared.
We mostly look towards either military reservists, retired military, current contractors, or current civilian employees.
A clearance can cost anywhere from a couple of $1,000s for a low-level one to more than $10,000 for top-secret access. And employers pick up the tab. But the payoff isn't quite what it used to be. Here's Evan Lesser from Clearance Jobs again.
You know, 5 or 6 years ago, most security clear professionals were able to command an average of 10 to 20% more in salary than their most equivalent non-cleared counterpart.
He says the tight job market has started to level the playing field. Even so, having a security clearance lets the world know the government thinks I'm trustworthy and patient. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.